This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
And the handcuffs are off. According to our board op, he said we can just get naked and go wild.
I'm ready.
Oh, and we can talk about politics.
Well, it is like
that everywhere.
I didn't say naked or anything.
Well, it is 103 in here.
No, we're not doing and afraid.
By the way, where's Waldo? Where's Waldo?
On the radio.
Where's Waldo?
I always have a tough time finding him in the books all the time.
So. Yeah, but where's Waldo?
We'll just say that he's helping out during the weekdays.
Well, he should be sitting right there.
Oh, that Waldo. Okay, gotcha. No, I'll go grab him.
No, that's okay. Don't care. I'm mad at him anyway. So, and by the way, Waldo, if anybody wants to know who that is, that's our air conditioning system. And that's all you need to know. No, I don't care. No, sit down. No, I won't use it. I'll rip the cord out since I'm political. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Thank you. If you have a business with a cash register and you really would like to get into the 21st century, you might want to give these folks a call. 800-540-2149. Then get rid of a cash register and a cashier. Put self-checkout in, and you end up a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week service. You can't ask for anything better than that. Southwest Point of Sale. Are we doing Alpha Products?
Alpha Site Logistics?
Yes, we are, only because they're so good about keeping you cool and shaded and potty trained out in the desert. Alpha Site provides you with all of those pieces of equipment. All you have to do is give them a call at 760-352-8383 for your next outdoor event. And the cool thing about it is when you have to get your permits and you tell them for sanitation and all that, you mention Alpha Site's logistics, there's no hassle. Nobody says, can't use those guys.
Nope. They are an approved sponsor for Imperial County from the Bureau of Land Management. I think they might even be the ones delivering our dumpster. I'm not sure because Mindy with Tread Lightly is actually coordinating the dumpster for Painted Gorge for February 26th.
Ooh, our cleanups, yeah.
Yeah, we're right around the corner.
It's 2 weeks from...
Two weeks, yeah.
For OW, 3 weeks for Painted Gorge.
Yep. And just to irritate Audrey, I got a 392 Jeep. To take out to the desert.
Oh, what fun that's going to be.
And I'm just going to drive circles around her Volkswagen.
Should we go up, find the biggest hill, run up and down it?
No. I don't think that's what a 392 is all about. Well, maybe it is. Who knows?
Is that a big engine?
It has the bigger engine, so you have more horsepower, so you can make it up the big hill.
Better torque.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it should be interesting. We'll have some fun with it.
We're going to have some fun. I'm going to take you through some trails. You'll be just fine. It'll be a fabulous day. You're going to love it.
I don't care if I wad it up. I'm not paying for it.
You're not going to wad it up. It's going to be great.
I know. So we have a little bit of a legal situation with the red sticker law.
Yes.
Who wants to tap dance into that? For all you motorcycle enthusiasts,
let me start with it, and then Audrey has been
she can end
checking up with it too, so she can. We'll talk about it. So off-road motorcycles get registered. That's the idea. Just like cars on the street, they have what they call green sticker registrations. Well, in the late 1990s, the air pollution, people decided to crack down on motorcycles and other off-road vehicles, and they wanted to have cleaner emissions. So they went through this whole process, and people screamed bloody murder that their racing motorcycles couldn't get registered. So they came up with what they called the red sticker program. So it's like the green sticker, but it's red sticker. It's for the bikes that pollute a little bit more, the racing bikes, and they could be used in certain places at certain times of the year when the air pollution is not bad, right? They don't want to contribute when it's really bad. So they've had that since 1998. They began. The Department of Motor Vehicles messed up pretty bad for 4 years. They were giving stickers when they should not have. And so in 2003, they started over and they said everything from 2002 back will be green sticker. Now, you could find 98 through 2002 red sticker on bikes. So they threw all that away and they made all that green sticker. And so from 2003 forward, the race bikes get red stickers. Well, the air pollution people turned the screws down again starting about 5 years ago. They worked on it. And starting 2022, you cannot get a red sticker for a racing motorcycle. They are just, they're trying to clean up the air and they say, we don't want them to be ridden in the public anymore. You can still buy them and you can take them to racetracks, but you can't ride them on public land. So last year, Brian Jones ran a bill that would make it so that those motorcycles could get registered and have a few rights, not very much, but a little bit of rights. And that bill died at the end of the session. It didn't make it into law.
He did it two years in a row, right? Because he did it.
Actually, you're right,
yeah,
Audrey.
This is the that third was two attempt.
Years, because when COVID hit, a lot of bills just fell off.
Yep.
And so that bill fell off, and then it was reintroduced last year. And it went all the way through the whole sausage grinder, and it made it to the very last committee. Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, Appropriations in the Assembly, and she held the bill. She was leaned on by the Sierra Club and some clean air people, and the bill died there. So Brian Jones introduced the bill, a similar bill again this year. It has even less stuff in it. It really just says you can register your motorcycle. It says that motorcycles should have spark arresters unless they're in an actual competition that where it's not needed. It has a couple little things. It's SB 894, and it just got introduced a week ago, and we've been looking at it, and it doesn't seem bad. It's hard to imagine that even the environmentalists would get that mad at the bill, but
they did.
But they probably will.
They are. They're already coming after it. There's some verbiage in there that they don't like. They don't like the fact that red stickers are even still being considered for it, even though it has such a minor impact for it. But it basically they're the same thing that happened from 1998 to 2003 is also happening now. There's a lot of confusion with OHV registrations. Right now, the DMV, for those of you that are purchasing a brand new 2022 competition bike, a racing bike, you are not supposed to get a red sticker. Technically, after last year, you can't register it at all.
So the state, DMV will not know that you have that vehicle. There's no tracking. There's no fees collected. Law enforcement can't do anything. If you're going to get a loan on it, you can't have it registered, and so the bank doesn't know that it officially exists.
So you can pay cash for
it. So how are you supposed to get insurance on it? How are you supposed to do...
If it's stolen, it's hard to get it back to you.
Yep. Right? It's hard to track it. There's no tracing for it.
What about insurance?
Well, they're already having issues with it because they're already finding that because it has to go through that, and because dealers have been doing that for however long now, and it hasn't actually made its way through because, you know, Sacramento, they've come up with an idea, but they don't think it through of how it's going to affect everything and put things in place.
Motorcycles are not required to have insurance. Like when you drive a car or a street motorcycle,
but wouldn't you want to insure it?
You're required to have liability insurance.
Wouldn't you want to have your bikes insured?
I don't have insurance on my dirt bikes.
So if they get stolen, you're just, okay, no problem.
So if they get stolen, I have a problem. If I cause liability, I have a problem.
Yeah,
and that's just how I am. But you have no choice. No, I do. I could insure them. I just choose not to. Oh. I'm not required to, and I don't.
Okay.
It's my choice.
I could.
I have friends who insure their dirt bikes for liability.
So do I.
My husband's three-wheeler hasn't moved in 10 years.
But it's insured.
Is that being insured?
I know.
Yeah.
For what?
I pay. I think
for liability?
I pay $45 a year for insurance.
I've got cars non-op that are insured.
Yeah.
And my insurance agent, she goes, why are you doing that?
Why?
She says, because all you're covering is PL&PD. You know, you're not even covering the unit. I know. You don't want my money? Just tell me. I won't send you the check.
Do you have, not liability, what's the...
Property liability and personal liability.
What about if like an act of nature, like if there's a wildfire.
I don't care. You know, it's not nothing. So I mean, all I want to do is keep from being sued.
Yep.
That's all it is.
So you could only get sued if you drove it and ran into and you caused liability.
Well,
how could it, if it never starts, how could you cause liability with it?
Because you don't know too many lawyers, do you?
Apparently not.
They can make the act of God cause you to get sued. Yeah. So I just don't need.
I've talked to a lawyer, and boy, that guy was creative.
Yeah, well, I'm dad. They're very creative.
They're creative. They can come up with
anything. So I just, it's the $40 a year. It's well worth the peace of mind.
It is.
Knowing. And I get where you're. Watch the first time he gets sued. He's going to run over somebody's foot, and they're going to sue him for $40 million.
They want all my stuff.
Because they're a foot model, and now they can't do toenail commercials for Revlon, and he'll get sued for $40 million.
Then my goodness.
And then we can laugh at it. We come back. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Why? Because we have to. San Diego Off-Road Coalition, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
My toes.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment's brought to you by Audrey's favorite advertiser.
Of course, Wade Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. If you're stuck on a job site or on the side of the road, he's got those mobile trucks to come help you out. Wade Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee, 619-596-2800.
You better be hoping that you're not calling him while he's dealing with Audrey, because that's a full-time job.
He'll be busy.
This girl could blow tires off a car, get stuck in a ditch, get up on the side of the car.
Yeah.
Wade Miller can do it.
I loved seeing him at Barona Oaks, at Barona Speedway, pushing the broken down cars off of the track. I thought that was great. Hey, that's our sponsor.
Yeah, right.
Right there.
So going back to the red sticker.
So we're talking about red sticker. And so from 22 forward, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
What about 22 back?
Okay, so 21 back gets the race bikes get red stickers, the clean bikes get green stickers.
Okay, but they can still get a red sticker.
Everything from 22 back gets a green sticker. Okay, no, so from 2002 back gets a green sticker. 2003 to 21, race bikes get red stickers. Clean bikes get green stickers.
But, okay, so I'm just trying to clarify it for the folks out there that have a race bike. Can they ride wherever they want to ride?
No.
No.
But they got a red sticker.
They get a red sticker. They have seasons and places.
Yes.
And you can find that on the state parks.
Did they have that back in the day?
Since the red sticker program has been
in 2004, effect. If he has a 2004 bike.
In 2004, you could tell when and where you could go.
Yeah.
You could go on the website, or you could get the pamphlet, and you could find out.
Okay, so the only thing that's changed is 22 forward.
They don't want you on public land.
Gotcha.
Race bikes, you can't take on public land.
Gotcha.
And they're not allowed to give you a red sticker for a 22 race bike.
Okay. Or a registration, is my understanding.
Any registration.
Because it's not set up yet in the state of California.
And what's darn funny is one of my best friends, my old riding buddy, he bought a 22 KTM 450, and he got a red sticker, and he got a registration.
And that doesn't surprise me. But so I've got a 22. I don't have a red sticker. I can't take it anywhere other than a racetrack.
Yep, and privately owned property.
Or
a race.
What if I do something totally stupid and a cop comes over and wants to give me a ticket?
It's private property.
On private
property.
So
unless the owner called the cops on you.
Well, let's say he did.
Let's
say I was trespassing and I was whipping through the cornfields, which I would love to do. And I get pulled, and a police officer pulls me over and he says, let me see your insurance and registration.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say, neener, neener, neener. I don't have it.
Technically, you could be arrested.
Yeah, and you'll confiscate the bike.
Yes, and I don't know to the extent of what.
It'd be hard to get back too. Because how do you prove that it's yours?
Well,
exactly.
Unless you carry the paperwork from the dealer you bought it. But now, are dealers allowed to sell?
Yes.
That's the funny part.
And is there a document?
How do they process it through? How does it go?
And you know how lawyers and car dealers are.
Just like if you bought a tire or a piston.
But is there a document that states for race only?
No.
Well, they have to from a legal point of view.
It's the way that the vehicle was built. So basically, it's how much emissions does that vehicle put out, and whether or not it means it's a green sticker or a red sticker, right? Because right now you still have both. You still have red sticker and green sticker. So green stickers, you can still buy a green sticker,
sure,
and you can still go anywhere on public land.
But not red
sticker. But not red sticker.
But so I'm thinking in the future, one, it's going to end race bike purchases for the independent rider. I mean, except, you know,
The sales will go down.
Totally.
But they're not stopping. All the shops are selling 22 race bikes. And the people are buying them. I got three friends. They've bought 22s.
Well, I think you bought one, didn't?
Which blows
my
mind. Because technically, how do you get that loan? How does it get processed through? Well, how do
these
you
guys
get...
paid cash.
Okay. Well,
so that's, so that's the only way that you're going to do it. So that's number one. Number two.
Well, you can get a personal loan. You don't have to get
you can use a credit card. Loan.
You get a credit card. Yeah. I bought a car with a personal loan. It was like 1% more interest and...
But
I didn't have to get the
on
complicated
Senator Jones's
insurance.
Fact sheet, it literally says on Senator Jones's fact sheet for Senate Bill 894, off highway vehicle, that this is his words. This is his paragraph. The disjointed approach has thrown the OHV community into confusion. There have been numerous reports of older competition OHVs that qualify for registration, which are now being denied their red stickers. Meanwhile, there are also reports of newer competition OHVs that do not qualify for registration being approved for registration and receiving a red sticker with the registration. Furthermore, some public land managers are wrongly denying entry to newer competition OHVs because they lack registration that is required only for older competition OHVs.
So, as usual,
it's a mess.
If the government would just get in your bus and go down the road and leave this thing alone. Because the government should dictate to the manufacturer, this is what I need from emission standards. That's why two strokes went away.
Yep.
You know, that's all they need to do. They don't need to get in there and start playing with stickers, because stickers originally were to generate funds.
Yep.
To
absolutely
be used.
You nailed that on the head.
Yeah.
To get money for law enforcement to provide for the management of areas.
Right.
Exactly, Dave. You
and
nailed
we
that one.
Won't even go into how much of the registration money really goes where it goes. It reminds me of let's buy a lotto ticket so it'll help our schools.
Oh my God! Now that's a completely different animal.
Totally, but it's the same concept.
That's putting a burr under my hide.
Don't get me started.
I do not like the lottery.
Never
sold
buy a
that
lotto.
To us.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Under a veil of lies.
That's right.
Yep.
It just infuriated me.
Oh, it still infuriates me to this day.
It's a tax on stupidity.
Yeah. If I get one, if somebody gives me one as a gift, I give it to somebody. I don't want to have any part of that program.
Helps the schools. My ass.
Yeah, and the horse it rode in on. He said a dirty word.
Can you say that?
Derriere. So, but going back to the red stickers. Okay, so granted, you know, like anything
I
else.
I want to make a prediction on what's going to happen with the red sticker.
Well, what's going to happen? It's 6 months to a year, because you know they're getting so much kickback.
4 years when they put it into effect in 2002, it took them four years to get it.
So if
in
this,
line.
Let's say that Brian Jones Bill 894 passes at the and it takes place and it starts in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It says from 2024 forward, you're going to get a sticker and you're going to be able to do stuff. So what happens to 22, 23?
Right.
I think that's going to get turned into red sticker, which is going to get turned into green sticker.
Right.
So I think it's a relatively safe bet to buy a brand new bike, and I think in the long run you're going to be okay with it for going on public land. That's my prediction.
Yeah, but if you don't have registration, you don't have a license plate.
My buddy got a red sticker for his 22.
But
did
he get a plate?
Which last year, that's how it was and how it set out, was that you couldn't go on public land.
The plate is a sticker.
But reading Senator...
Oh, it doesn't have a license plate?
It's a sticker that goes on the side of the fork. But
okay.
He got that.
Yeah.
So he's official. He's legal.
Because you know somebody out in the desert, you know, a border patrol or somebody's going to see that bike go by him, and the first thing he's going to look for is a metal license plate. And if he doesn't see them, because they're not going to know which bikes are which. They're not going to be. They're not that.
But let's just say we're parked at the dip, or we're sitting around, and the ranger comes up. In, and he's like, "All right, I want to see your plates.
Or your registration.
Well, they need probable cause. So here's what happens. They'll walk in your camp, and they'll look around, and they'll look at your registration. And if every vehicle has current registration, they'll say, have a nice day, and they're going to leave.
Right.
If they see one vehicle that is inappropriate, like a mini bike and it doesn't have a license plate on it or a green sticker or anything, they can shake down the whole camp, and they can ask for everything.
Yep.
And they can.
Sure.
So if that happens and you have a 22, but it has a red sticker, I think you're okay. If you have a 22 and you don't have a sticker, I think you're in trouble.
I'd get on it and haul butt.
No one will catch you.
Nobody.
Those things
are
fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Those things really move.
So let's promote illegal racing. No, I'm only kidding. Easy there, Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan
you're giving me a heart attack.
Brendan,
you know,
just
I don't
tripped over
that,
his chair to go for the button and he missed it.
I know.
No, I would never promote. I mean, I'm not into that, but we do need to fix it. You know, we just, like anything else, we need to fix it.
So we'll be working on the bill, and it's going to take all year. Yeah. We won't know till August,
well,
September,
let's get Brian
October.
Jones to call in and maybe next week, you know.
That's a great idea. Let's see if he'll call in and tell us what he thinks about how this bill is going
to go. It'll just be Super Bowl weekend, and who's watching that?
That's my favorite time to go to the desert. Super Bowl.
Mine too.
Desert's open.
Because the desert's
one.
There's going to be a. Well, because you've got teams that haven't been in the bowl in 33 years. So there's going to be some Bengal fans that are going to be interested to watch that. But be that as it may. But
wait, that's football, right?
Yeah, it's that little ball that won't roll. That one that won't roll.
Long ball?
It kind of goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, Ed and I are the wrong ones to be talking to
don't
for
talk
anything
football
about
football. I don't know.
I'm not going there. I'm going
to
be nice.
Oh, and Dave, I called Yamaha. I spoke to the woman about our grant.
And?
So we'll get to that after
Did
the
she
break.
Say, oh, yeah, Dave told me you were going to call?
How did she know?
I'm just that kind of guy. We're going to take a quick break. Why? Because we want to. SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. What?
I don't know. Hey,
is it Bugs?
Has anybody
Kellen
gone?
And Justin?
Has anybody gone to PRMI Mortgage?
Oh, Primary Residential.
Yeah,
you know, we have about a month until rates go up. Like, it's your now or never time to get a mortgage.
Yep.
Because I mean, they've said it. They're going to meet in March. They're going to raise rates. You have 1 month to get locked into your low rate if you were thinking
Chris
about it.
I would call Chris Wiley with Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. out in Alpine. He's here for any of your home financing options or any of your home buying needs.
If you're
needs.
Military and you're buying a house, or if you're refining,
your VA or your
or
FHA.
Reverse mortgage, it doesn't make any difference because you're right. He's probably going to have to start working Saturday and Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to start raising.
For the next month, I'd be working.
Yep.
Once rates go up, it's going to slow
down.
You
already called him.
Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. at 619-722-1303.
Absolutely.
I think he's busy. He's slammed.
So
we applied for a grant from Yamaha to buy reflectors to put on a fence between Superstition Off-Road Open Riding Area and the El Centro Navy Bombing Range. That fence is hard to see. It's a 3-smooth wire fence. It goes, I don't know, 5 or 7 miles.
7 miles.
7 miles. Mm-hmm. She told me there was, Mary, the project manager, said there was 3,733 posts.
Wow.
So that's how many reflectors we want.
At a minimum, I want reflectors to go in between the posts, too.
The posts are 10 or 12 feet apart. Do we need more than that? So we decided it would be good to have reflectors on the fence because they put reflectors one every 50 feet. It's about as big as a bottle cap. Hard to see.
They're
just, they're like this big around.
Electrify it.
Yeah,
they're just tiny. So I talked to the people from...
I like the idea of electrifying.
I do, too.
Electric solar-powered.
Yeah. You could. You could put a little zinger into your step.
My friend had an electric fence, and we were young men to keep the dog out of the bushes.
It's a family show now.
And we wrestled. And you get stung by the electric fence, you get a surge of power.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's amazing how stronger you get.
I was hunting in El Centro, and my brother touched it, and I touched my brother, and it goes through you.
It goes right through you.
Yeah,
oh,
it goes
yeah.
right through you. Oh, yeah.
Whatever you do, don't urinate on one.
I was just going to say it's a family show, and I figured that's exactly where you were going. But
goes backwards. We wrote a grant request.
How big is the reflector? Still the size of
one inch by one inch. The ones that are out there right now are on the rebar.
But are you getting bigger ones with this grant is my point.
Well, we wrote a grant request. We got it in December 15th. They said they were going to make their ruling in January. So the end of January came, and I called. Dave, you gave me a push. I called. I got Lisa Spicer on the phone, the grant administrator, and she says, oh, yeah, we know about your grant. It looks really good. They've been late in meeting. They're going to meet in probably mid-February. It looks good, but we don't know till we know. But everything seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is spend about $5,000 on reflectors and wire, stainless steel wire. So the reflectors have sticky stuff on them. You peel the thing and you can stick it on the post. But it gets awfully hot out there in the summer, and I don't trust it to stay.
Right.
It gets real windy. It gets cold. So the weather's a little bit extreme. So I want to put safety wire and twist it around and connect them to the post. And I want to have them about chest high, where people are most likely to see them. And a number of people have said they'd volunteer to go out and help install them.
The fence doesn't even go to chest high. It stops at my waist.
But I mean, it would be a good time. Everybody go out and have a nice fundraiser / party.
So there's been a lot of controversy in regards to this fence. A lot of people seem to think that is superstition over on that side. And
so the bombing
and those
range side
triangles are out there for them to go and have a destination spot to to ride over to or drive over to. They don't understand what goes along and with every day, 24/7, 365, they leave. It's called...
We don't know when, but at any moment they could do a bombing practice.
Yeah.
We don't know when. It could be a weekday. It could be a night. It could be a weekend.
Don't they schedule their practice?
No.
I don't think so.
They have no right to share that information for They have no requirement to share, not that I know.
Okay, so if somebody...
Well, they do top secret training out there.
No, I get it, but say somebody inadvertently goes out there because they get lost or the wire's broken and the reflector's in the sand, and that person gets blown to smithereens.
Yeah, that's their fault. They shouldn't be out there. It's their own damn fault.
Well, that's
Learn the area that you're riding in.
You should say that. They were talking about that in Del Mar on the railroad track. Yeah. Somebody did a... I shouldn't laugh.
Somebody got hit.
Did a selfie and smooshed. So now their parents are suing the railroad.
Well, you can sue anyone you want, but are you going to prevail? Are you going to win?
Yeah, you don't do a selfie at night, no less.
Wow.
And, you know,
stupidity that comes along with. But that's one of the things that worries me
with this Darwin Award winner fence.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago, the fence was cut in three spots in three locations for a vehicle to drive through. I have yet to have a report or heard of somebody driving or riding into the fence, which is what I expected.
Right.
Literally, it's a three-wire smooth wire, and I expect somebody on their dirt bike or on their quad to hit it, and I was one of the first ones to say, that's going to decapitate somebody. You are going to take somebody's head off because they're going to be driving into
that full bore. If you don't
see it. Reflectors are every 50 feet. Posts are every 10 to 12 feet, right?
Yes.
So you don't see it. You're coming up to it at night. Sunset. The angle's just right. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It could be dusty. The light could be bad. Absolutely.
The sun is setting. There's the shade that's coming through.
Just at night.
And this is before
night. Your headlight won't even, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
And if you're following somebody and they turn...
Like you said, you already answered it. That if you do that, decapitate yourself, it's on you.
It's your fault for not knowing and not educating yourself to it.
You guys know about lawyers.
So let's be proactive and do the fence right. Yeah. Area 51, I guarantee you, isn't a wire and a couple of teeny reflectors.
It may have more.
I've seen the fence. It's huge.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, I mean, if you care about the public and you care about inadvertent, you know, wait a minute. I'll bet if the people from the border walk through there, they'll put a fence up.
Because
they don't want to. Well, they don't want to hurt. They don't want to injure those people.
Depends.
Those are votes. No.
Votes.
Yeah, we got to clean
that's
that
so
up.
So funny.
Well, so where was the end result? When was the end conversation? We'll see you in six months.
We have until mid-February. They haven't met yet for approval of it. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that they will approve it.
Yeah,
we'll
they have a board that they convene and they vote on grant. This is our grant is not the only grant that's been submitted. There's
okay,
a bunch of them.
But
they're
isn't Yamaha,
meet 2 weeks,
right? Is Yamaha, what part is Yamaha in this?
Well, they supply the money.
So
they have a grant program,
and then SDORC would buy the reflectors, buy the wire, schedule a party
day.
Actually,
Yamaha
would go out as a group and volunteer.
And Yamaha would donate the funds to
the
SDORC.
Yeah,
they would give us the money, and we would.
So why would they
give
even be concerned about a grant? Why?
Well, no, that is the grant.
Why no, why drag your feet? Just say okay, that's great. You got somebody to pay for it. We don't have to pay for it. Fine, you got it.
Well, the board hasn't met. You got to go through the review process.
They just have a grant process. You know,
it's a great idea.
An old program. I applied. We got a grant from them. I don't know, 5-8 years ago or something for the kids track. That was Yamaha.
Yeah, eight.
In the Cleveland National Forest.
Yeah,
oh, 8 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Eight
yeah.
years ago.
And
we got.
I applied for one for a lobbyist. I didn't get.
Yeah.
That was in 2016.
Should be fast tracking this stuff. I mean, don't be dragging your feet.
Well, they have a program and they have, you know. I'm not going to beat him up over this.
Tell them we'll bring him Antonelli's.
And I just told
that way they'll jump right on it.
And I said, we would love to get funded before the season ends and it gets hot out there.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to get it done before April.
Yeah,
I think.
Have a group of about 25 volunteers that are willing
I
to go out
get
there
a bunch
and spend
of people.
A day or 2 days out there, whatever it's going to take to get it done. It needs to happen. And I want to see more people, you know, supporting it. To me, it's respecting the military. There's a lot that's involved and goes into a military training session, from scheduling the guys out there, prepping the plane, having the ground crew there. Then you have the flight crew that's on site. Plus, you have a crew that's usually running a drone to follow and monitor because they run F-35s out of there, the new ones. They run the Blue Angels go and test out of there. They have
Have you seen the Blue Angels out there?
Fly out of there.
They do Ground Zero right over Superstition.
Yep.
They do their whole show.
It's absolutely
so
amazing.
And it's just like you and me and the wide open desert.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. It's one of
so
my favorite things. But then they have at night come through. They have the big helicopters come in. They do the tracer rounds at night where they're literally shooting tracer
dirt.
Rounds into the dirt, into their
targets.
I think it's
like one out of six or eight is a tracer. So there's a bunch of bullets and then one
and
tracer.
Then,
and you
I bet it makes that lost lizard run like a rabbit.
Oh,
it's so fun.
That thing would move.
They are nice enough for the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run to do flyovers for us. So that we've had a couple of flyovers.
Oh, my God. When they come over
the
low
chief.
And fast like that?
Yes.
It makes me patriotic.
It is. It really
Can
does.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an American, and those guys are on my side.
Yeah.
And they come so low, you can see the guy inside the cockpit.
Yeah.
You can see him through the glass. And when they do that 90-degree turn, holy mackerel. That in itself is worth going out there to see.
Yeah. So, you know, again, learn the territory. Superstition is right up against not one, but two separate bombing ranges. You've got a bombing range between Plaster City and Superstition that goes over to Ocotillo and is up against the train tracks where they leave right there straight from Plaster
and
City.
There's no fence on that range.
There is no fence on that bombing range. They only have the spent rounds that they've picked up and they have it that's fenced off. So you can go right into that. And
really? There's bombs on the ground?
Well, yeah, but they're not live.
There does.
Well, there's actually several
so how
live
do you
ones
know,
out there, too.
How do you know where you are? So there's a map app called Avenza, and you can download the Avenza app, and you can download the Western Imperial County map. And when you have that open, you can see where you are. You're a dot on the screen, and you can see the bombing range. You can see the open areas. And that is a great way to know
where to be. You should not be.
Because you don't want to be in the wrong place when they're practicing.
You can look up the Bureau of Land Management website, and they have it on their website. You can also look up,
I don't remember that, but
Link to it on their website because it has the map on their website that you have to download, which it also has a link to Avenza on their website specifically for it. They promote it in the annual magazine that we hand out, the Lands magazine that UDG and the Bureau of Land Management put together each year. There's a link to it in there that you can put in on Avenza with a link to the map.
Did you call Imperial County Chamber of Commerce?
I have not.
You've got like 2 weeks left.
I know. Slap my hand.
We're trying to, my idea is that Audrey hooks up with the Imperial County Chamber of Commerce. They run a state parks grant and you get paid to put on next year's dunes cleanup.
It's a lot. It would be absolutely amazing. There's a lot of work.
There's a chance you might be helping anyway. Why not make a couple bucks?
No. Now, Brendan went down to get a guest.
Yes.
Okay. So you get to talk a little
longer. We can talk a little longer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, it's good that and I have to say, we need to stay on top of these grant folks. Because they've got more than one thing to do, and
they have several grants that they're looking at. So if they know that we're really interested and we really need this money to move forward,
Lisa is the same person I spoke to 5 years ago for trying to get a grant. So she's been in there a long time. She knows the ropes.
So if we start, we should start sending her the show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send her the show. I just talked to her.
Do me a favor.
So
send me the email because what I'm doing when you send me that email. I put that in SDORC Dirt Radio. That way, when I send the radio to you, and now I'm going to send it to our lobbyists, and then I can send it to the grant lady.
Yes.
Okay.
Then they just automatically get it.
Kathy agreed to come on. She was very happy about that, but she wants to wait until after the bill. Then we can talk about the bills that are actually
It would be nice. It would almost be nice just to let her come on and do a little lobbyist show.
Talk about what do you do?
What do you do? What does your money really do?
What does a lobbyist do?
Yeah, and I think
a lot of people don't know.
No,
they don't know. And boy,
you don't even know.
I know more than most people.
Which is dangerous.
And I'm astounded at what Kathy does.
Hey,
let's take a break.
Can't you see the clock?
Oh, my God.
Jesus, you think he runs this store. All right, this is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by. Oh, we forgot to talk about Sherry at SSORM.com. That's Steve and Sherry. They do San Diego Off-Road magazine, online, offline. They're looking for readers right now to read some mystery books. And they've been around since the 80s. If you want to know anything about the desert, at all, they are the way to go. If you're going to sell a bike, sell a buggy, sell a helmet, whatever you want.
They have the best coming events section out there. If you want to do something, whether it's a cleanup, a race, a vintage motocross, a modern motocross, course truck, just every kind of event you could think of is in there.
So go to SSORM.com, sign up for their subscription, help these folks out because they're helping you. And you just need to help and give back. Also, K&J Termite and Pest Control. If you're tired of bugs running around your house and taking over, I know you wait till summer. Then you go, we need to call them. And then you don't do it. And then you wait till summer. All right, we got to call them. No, just call them now. Tell them to come out. They'll do a preemptive inspection of your whole property. And they'll tell you what you need, when you need it, how often you should do it, give you a really cool price, and tell them thanks for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio, 619-441-7378. All right, so we got our lobbyist on board, and we're going to get her. She's going to call in, and we're going to talk about it.
That will be fun.
But I'd kind of like to just have
pretty good.
I'd like to just have her call in, and just talk about lobbying. What is a lobbyist? How do you become a lobbyist? What are the ins and outs of lobbying?
You make friends with everybody, right. Bipartisan, and you know, regardless. You respect people's opinions.
I've looked, you know, you have to register when you're a lobbyist. You register with the state.
Yep.
There's a couple hundred registered lobbyists in the state, and there's about two dozen working lobbyists, maybe fewer. So a working lobbyist is a person who has clients and they represent and they look at after bills, like what Kathy does for us. Well, there's a whole bunch of people who are lobbyists. They work for a company, maybe an oil company or a utility, and they lobby a little bit for the company, but they still work for that company. They're like the government relations person for the company, and they register and they do a little bit. So Kathy, our lobbyist, is a professional lobbyist. She is every day from morning to night. She's in the Capitol. She's promoting the interests of her clients.
Yep. She's in the senator's hall. She's in the assemblyman's hall. She goes back and she's forth. She's friends with all the different committees that are in there.
She knows the committee staff. You're right, Audrey. Yep. That's important.
It's huge.
She
networking knows people is from key. A variety you of agencies. You have to know everybody and make friends with everybody.
She knows the staff in the offices. She knows the staff in the agencies. Like, she knows state parks. Like, she helps us with state parks. She knows the people in the air pollution.
And knowing the staff is key because usually, you know, senators come and go. You know, Senator Joel Anderson.
Representatives, they do. They come and go, and the staff will stay.
Yes, and the staff stays. So the staff is a key part of getting to know because the staff supplies the representative with the information that they need and gives them the paperwork.
The representatives rely on their staff so much, especially the older, more experienced ones.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So speaking of agencies, the California Air Resources Board is taking comments for one more day on the on-road motorcycle emissions. And I wrote up some good comments on that.
Oh, yes. This is really important. We really need people to get step up and make comments on this. This is one that we have 24 hours left. And what they want to do to track on-road motorcycles and the new requirements that they want to enforce, it to me, it's out of control.
There's a thing called Euro 5. So in Europe, they've had a number of emissions levels. They're on the fifth level. And they're very strict. Euro 5 is very strict. It's hard to build a bike to Euro 5, to pass Euro 5, and to still be gratifying to ride. It's a hard thing to do, but it's in place. They make motorcycles. So California wants to make their rules a little stricter than Euro 5. A little stricter. So what that means is the manufacturers will have to reconfigure a motorcycle just for California. And it's absurd. It will not reduce emissions barely at all.
Right.
And it will be just overwhelming burden on the manufacturers. And a lot of motorcycles won't be able to be sold. They won't bring them here to sell.
Tesla already left. We already have all the big people that are leaving Silicon Valley. They're leaving in masses to leave and go to Vegas because Vegas and Nevada has way less tax restrictions than we have here in California.
Even Arizona.
I could do an hour show on California taxes.
Like
Dave will bring me in sometime because I've done research. Oh my God. So the emissions, it's super strict. Do you know what onboard OBD, onboard diagnostics?
Mm-hmm.
So cars have it. You can plug in and you can see if something's wrong with your car.
Sort of, kind of.
If you have a 2000 and newer car and you take it in for a smog test, all they do is they plug the thing in and they see if you have any error codes. So they have that on motorcycles now.
Right.
So Euro 5 asks for 5 different parameters to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, CARB is asking for 6. One more. And the one they're asking for has never been developed. So it's not like they're just taking something from somewhere else. It's making me insane.
Oh, you want to go crazier? Say you're a repair shop. They made you buy a dyno to put in your shop to dyno it.
Right.
Now with the OBD2 and 3 and what have you, just plug it in and see if it passes smog.
Yeah, you don't need the dyno anymore.
What do I do with my dyno?
Yeah.
You tune race bikes. I don't know. You sell it to
you ever try to keep a bike on a dyno?
My husband,
it's hard. Yeah, I've seen
Greg,
it.
Greg, it certified just through my 94 YJ on the dyno because we thought that it was the front end that was having the issues, and he threw it up on the dyno to watch it and see, and he goes, oh no, your clutch is bad. It's definitely metal in your clutch.
Oh my god.
That's the noise that you hear.
How
so, yeah.
great is that?
Yeah, so
you could, you're
certified
changing
car
front end
clinic
parts
in
for 5 years.
Yeah, we thought it was
so
in
I
the
think
you're
transfer
changing front
case
end parts.
So I think we'll put a clutch in it before you'll put suspension under it.
That no, awesome. That's the 94 YJ. That's not my Jeep.
Yeah,
my
TJ's.
Jeep.
Yours is an automatic.
Yeah, no, yeah, mine's an automatic.
So that's Hubby's.
Yeah, that's Hubby's. That's got the 94 YJ. Mine's a.
You put a new clutch in that, and it'll throw him in the back seat the first time he launches.
Yeah.
With no noise.
Yeah, I've got the 2018 turbo. And he's got the 94, and he got all mad at me when I bought mine. He's like, why did you buy that? That
now
is
it's better than
is
mine.
It, yeah, it's the same as mine. The whole thing was we needed more power. I'm like, mine's got the turbo. I got way more power than any of the other
that
ones
little four
do.
Cylinder
if you actually
kick.
Look
and
into
you have
the
a clutch.
Research, it's better than the V6 that they have.
And you have a clutch.
Yeah.
That works.
You have a clutch?
Yeah.
Well, it's an automatic.
Automatic. Okay.
Yeah. So these CARB rules, they're very strict. There's small motorcycles that people love to have. Anyone heard of a Honda Grom?
Yep.
Yes.
So Honda makes a small, it's 125cc. It's a small bike. They're fun to ride.
Hey, don't forget the Monkey.
Honda Monkey.
Yep.
Dave has a Honda Monkey, as I recall.
Yep. Yes.
So I did a little search on the internet for Groms for sale in the western half of the United States. The one that had the most miles was 2,000 miles. These are older ones for sale. 2,000 miles. So if you look up a multi-cylinder road bike, you'll find them with 10, 20, 30, 50, 70,000 miles. You can find old BMWs with 100,000 miles. So these bikes, these small bikes that these CARB rules are going to eliminate from California, they barely get ridden.
That breaks my heart. That's right. We wouldn't be able to get 50s. We wouldn't be able to get
like this Honda
70s.
Grom is a 125.
Oh, man.
It'll go in the back of your station wagon. Mm-hmm. It'll fit in your trunk. Nobody rides them very far.
No.
They don't contribute to
all the more reason you need to become a member of SDORC.
You need
to get involved. $25 becomes member annually. It supports us to keep us going, pays for our radio show, pays for our lobbyist, for the lawsuits that we have with Oceano Dunes and fighting for our rights to keep access and have public access to public lands.
Keep our lobbyists.
Absolutely.
Yep. If that lawsuit does come, we can afford a lawyer.
Don't touch that dial. San Diego Autumn Museum Radio is coming up next with Lenny. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.